Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, another fake telesales call.
Yes, they are fascinating, these imposter calls or call recordings in a fairly horrifying way. I've never forgotten the first fake mandate I investigated. You might remember her. It was in your era, Darren. Mm. Her name was Lizelle Bright, and we featured her and that fraudulent call on Consumer Watch a few years ago. And today we have Kaylee Boyson of Hilton, who discovered a 129.99 debit. I'm going to call it 130 Rand from here on out, on her bank statement this month. Note, she checked her bank statement, and then she got curious and obviously started looking back, and she found another one from the same company last September, which she hadn't noticed at the time. Mm. So she began making inquiries, of course, which took her from her bank to the debit order facilitator company called Sage,
okay,
to the company which put it all in motion and was the recipient of Kaylee's money, Devotion, which is based here in Umhlanga, right? She'd never heard of the company and was pretty sure that she hadn't agreed to pay them 130 Rand for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So she insisted that they show her proof of her agreeing to whatever it was that they were selling. It took a bit of persistence on her part, but finally the company sent her an email with a call recording attached, and she wasn't quite prepared for what she heard.
You hear the agent's voice first, and then you hear this person who's definitely not me. At first I thought, oh, perhaps they've sent me the wrong clip. And then as I played it, I heard her say, Kaylee Boyson. And then I heard her quote my bank account number, but a different ID. And then I just knew something fraudulent was happening.
Okay, so here's an edited snippet of the call, the part where her account number's been read out. And obviously I edited most of the number out. The Kaylee imposter's voice is sadly not very clear in the recording, but you can hear it's very obviously not her.
Okay, Mike, can you confirm your bank account for me?
My bank account?
Yeah, boom.
Okay. My bank account, I'm using net bank account.
Net bank account, is it a check or saving?
It's a current account.
Okay.
Yeah, my phone number is
13.
43.
43. Are you self-employed or are you working for a company?
I'm working on the government.
There's no way that's Kaylee.
And I couldn't actually hear what she said. I'm working. It sounded like I didn't get that. But anyway.
Wow. So when did that call happen?
That happened in August. End of August last year.
Yeah.
And the first debit on Kaylee's account happened a month later. Now, understandably, Kaylee was absolutely furious.
Yeah.
And more than a little astounded that, armed with just her name and her bank account number, because they didn't have it, there was a different ID that was given.
Yeah.
Somehow they acquired the bank account number. And armed with just those two things, they were able to raid her bank account, and not just once, but twice.
I felt like rage. I just thought, how can they do this? This is absolute fraud. You know, they've cited my bank account, but with the incorrect ID. This person is definitely not me. And if you have a look at the call log, the number on which they've phoned her is not mine. So they've just bogusly taken my bank account and said that I've agreed to have this amount off my account twice.
The absolute gall of it all. So what services with Bunny Ears does that company offer?
Anyway. It's a very good question, and I'm going to answer it in full in just a little bit, plus talk about these rogue debit orders and what the authorities are doing about them.
Excellent. All right, with Consumer Watch, when we come back.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Welcome back, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So did Kaylee Boyson manage to find out from the company Devotion how they came to have a recording of a call featuring someone pretending to be her agreeing to 130 Rand a month debit order donation to that company?
Okay, well, clearly she tried. All she got from the company's IT manager, Kabir Shah, was an apology and an explanation of sorts. He said, I acknowledge and understand there's an issue with your debit. After an initial debit in September 2017, we found that the sale was incorrect and there are concerns with the agent and QA, which is still in investigation, that the agent had handled the sale. Thereafter, we removed your details from further debits. This month's debit is purely a mistake and unintentional. For some reason, when I ran reports for the new year, your details remained. This I'm looking into also. Okay. He said nothing to her about that fake call, or mandate, as the industry calls it, which annoyed her. Mm-hmm. She was promised a refund of the September debit, but worryingly, that hasn't happened yet. Her bank has reversed the January debit, the most recent one, and of course charged her a fee of about 40 Rand for that. Okay. Yeah. So I emailed Kabir Shah earlier in the week, followed it up yesterday, spoke to him, and he said, I'll get back. Anyway, I only got the response early this morning, so literally minutes before I came on air, I was working with it. So bear with me. In summary, he said that Devotion has for the past 10 years operated more than 7,500 feeding schemes and helped feed the needy and Sizwe Mvumbo ministries, among others. Last May, the company expanded its operations and its call center and hired a whole lot of new agents. In July or August, they got a tip-off that staff were putting through fraudulent sales. An investigation followed, and they found out that many of the new agents were part of a consortium that processes information of consumers to gain commission. And he said that he believed that the consortium moves from center to center, call center to call center.
So to be clear, he's claiming that these people put these claims through. Devotion still gets the payment, but the agent only gets the...
The agent will get the commission.
The commission.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, he didn't clarify, but he's saying they were doing it for commission. The consortium moves from center to center, carrying all the information bought from illegal data suppliers. So there is a very big black market for these your account numbers and your name. They have your banking details. And so from a staff of 50, he says, they are down to 10. Some were fired, some left of their own accord. In this case, Kaylee Boyson was debited in September. He said, we found out that the sale was not as per required standards, and we stopped debiting her. It was a mistake that she was debited again in January. And he said he would query why she hadn't got a refund. Okay. Mm. I haven't had time, obviously, I got this late.
You
I haven't had time
this morning,
to query this further, which I will do. But there's one problem for me with that response, and that is why Kaylee wasn't informed in September of that problem and refunded. And if there were around 40 rogue agents, imagine how many fraudulent debit orders they would have put through, and where is the investigation
into those
around that. Okay, so and when was the debit order processing company Sage informed? Not that I'm aware of. So I'm going to be asking those questions, and we can possibly do a follow-up next week.
So this is definitely to be continued.
Yeah, so anyway, Kaylee in that call was told that if she donated 130 Rand a month for this feeding scheme, in exchange she would get discount vouchers for various clothing stores. That's the business model, apparently. So anyway, to end briefly, the unauthorized debit orders are a massive problem in this country. And unfortunately, as I've said before, a lot of the companies responsible are based right here in Durban. It is a hotspot. And it's why you should really be making an effort to take a good, long, hard look at your bank statement, Darren, every month. And then report any debits you don't recognize or didn't authorize to the Payments Association of South Africa, because they are in control of all of this and they can blacklist some of these operators.
So that seems to me to be step two of the solution, is to always check your account, your bank account, your statements, and see anything dodgy there and to follow up on that. That seems like a part two. What's the part one to make sure that these fraudulent claims don't go through?
We can't. It's a whole show in itself.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah.
How about you do what I do? You just don't answer numbers that you don't know. Don't see.
Kaylee didn't answer any numbers. This just happened completely. It happened to our XMD as well. The only way you can stop it, because they have your bank account details. They're sold by rogue people who've worked in companies that do debit orders. They have a list, a name, and an account number, and that's all they need to put it through. Right. So if it happens to you, go to your bank. Don't. If it's in the last 40 days that you notice it, they must reverse it.
Yeah.
But the good news is that PASA, the Payments Association of South Africa, is currently piloting a new system called DebiCheck, which requires consumers, that's you and I, to authenticate a new debit order before it is processed for the very first time. So they have to send you an SMS and say, do you authorize this?
Okay,
so if a bank receives an instruction after that to debit its customer's account, they can check it against the system, and if it doesn't match and you haven't authorized it, it won't go through. So that should be a big help, and it's going to happen as the year rolls out.
Oh, excellent. All right, so definitely, as you said, a to be continued. We wait with bated breath. Thank you, Wendy Nola.
Thanks, Darren.